clinical area can be a sub-waiting area where a consultation room is there for various kinds of consultations, whether it is eye consultation, ENT, physiology, I mean physiotherapist, rehabilitative, occupational therapist, or it can be the ENT, orthopedic, so many consultations room can be there. Then special examination room can be there, for example, ECG, EEG, etc., perimetry, as we have seen earlier, injection room for giving injections, especially tetanus toxoid in case of any injuries or anaphylactic shock can require injection Avil or cortisone, etc., and so many other injections can be given based on the type of disease the patient is suffering from. Dressing room for all the kind of operations that are done, post-operative dressing can be done there. After the patient is discharged, there can be dressing required for the minor or major injuries when the patient enters the hospital with some or the other accidents and injuries. Minor OT can be there where suturing can be done, dressing can be done, the incision and drainage of the abscess can be done, the oroplasty can be done. There are so many advantages of having minor OT where you need not go to the major OT for such minor things. Plaster room or cast room can be there for orthopedic OPD. Then pharmacy where the drugs are given. Laboratory where the basic biochemical investigation, CBC, urine, stool, semen examination, lipid profile, etc. can be, collection of that can be done, and immediately blood malaria parasite, etc. also can be given reports within half an hour or so. Then radiology where various kinds of x-rays are taken, which is more important for chest OPD and orthopedic OPD. Blood bank where the right grouping of the blood is done, grouping cross-matching of the blood is done, and whatever blood unit is required accordingly, the patient can be, patient's relative can be given. Health education, you can have regularly audio-visual health education talks going on in the OPD waiting room, or some of the other junior doctors can be trained to give health education talks even in waiting room for mothers, for importance of breastfeeding when they are waiting in the antenatal care unit, or after delivery they are coming for immunization, etc. They can be given importance of the family planning, etc. also. Then if there is an epidemic going on, then you can tell the patients who are sitting in the OPD waiting room also and their relatives, you can tell about the present major problems that are, for example, when SARS was there or some of the other kind of influenza is there, you can regularly give the updates as well as give the health education talks, how to prevent it. Conjunctivitis is there now, you can say in the rainy season, you can tell them how to take care of your eyes at that time. Then medical and social work, a counselor can be there, will take care of the psychological aspect of it. Counseling services can be given to patients and their relatives, especially in case of various psychological problems, anxiety, depression, or some or the other stigma producing diseases like HIV, the tuberculosis, leprosy, etc. Even the counseling services are important for integrated counseling and testing service, because pre-test and post-test counseling is required in case of HIV testing. Then physical medical rehabilitation, you can have physiotherapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, etc., which is going to limit the disabilities and rehabilitate the patient for the normal day-to-day activities which he can do. Administrative area, there can be administrative offices. It should be 15 square meters for 100 bedded hospital. There should be a business office, a housekeeping area, the storeroom for general store, drug store, linen store, etc. you can have separately, so that it is easy for you to locate and give it to the people who require them. Circulation areas, there are staircases, there are lifts, there are corridors where you are supposed to keep them absolutely neat and clean. Proper hygienic facilities should be there. Lifts should be well maintained, regularly monitored, regularly being serviced, and they should be under annual maintenance contract. There can be conveyor belts for sending materials from one place to other. There are very beautiful conveyor belts now available for sending even the sample of blood, urine, etc., where you are supposed to keep it there and it will go up to the laboratory directly. So there is no need of manually taking everything so that there are chances of breakage, there are chances of ergonomic problems for the people who are carrying them if the weight is more. So there are various equipments which are going to be needed in the OPD area. One is wheelchair. Suppose a patient is not able to walk properly because of the fractures in the leg, or is gone home after operation and the plaster is there. Stretchers can be required in case of acutely ill patients to be taken inside. Work tables, physician's desk, wall mounted cabins, x-ray view box so that whenever the patient comes with x-ray you can see properly in the view box. Revolving stool for the patient to sit, chairs, examination coach, wash basin for the doctor and the patients and their relatives to wash their hands. Instrument trolley where all the basic instruments will be there for examination, for giving some basic treatment, etc. There should be equipments for resuscitation in the form of ventricular defibrillator, suction machine, then ECG machine, portable x-ray machine, ultrasonography machine, EEG machine, EMG machine, etc. can be there. Then as far as the staffing is concerned, you should have medical staff, sufficient number of doctors should be there so that they can take care of the huge crowd of all the OPD, and there should not be much of waiting for the people. Preferably there can be some full-time doctors also available, and the staggering of the timing can be there for OPD so that different kind of people who, if they require different timings, some business executives may be going early in the morning, whereby early OPDs also can be kept at the same time. Some of the afternoon OPDs can be kept, whereby the children and the mothers who are housewives, they can take advantage of these OPDs, and even evening OPDs again after their completion of their work they can come and meet the doctors. Then sufficient nursing staff should be appointed to take care of all the patients' requirements. Paramedical technicians in the form of ECG technician, EEG technician, lab technician, etc. Then sufficient number of security personnel should be there, and the clinical as well as housekeeping people should be there to regularly clean the floor, to regularly dust the walls, and absolutely hygienic condition is very, very essential. A good housekeeping is very essential for a hospital, not only to have the better image of the hospital but also to prevent hospital acquired infection. And office OPD in charge with his secretariat should be there to overall look of all the OPD services. And of course a public relation officer is also needed, because to meet the patients and their relatives, or to meet the mass media people, or to have some or the other interaction with outside people, the leaders, community leaders, etc., PRO is very important. So how the movement of the patients is occurring in outpatient department? When outpatient, the patients come, they first come to waiting area, then they go to record department where appointment is given, information is given, registration is done, then it is again may be stored afterwards in another room. Then sub waiting area is there, doctor's offices, consultation, examination, minor procedures, etc., or dental services are done. Then they go for treatment, and after examination, after finding out all the investigations, finally the treatment is written for them, and then they are sent to pharmacy to collect the drugs. So how you are going to control the overcrowded OPD? As we know, one of the most important problem in most of the hospitals is overcrowding, where a huge number of patients are coming for OPD, and this is especially so in municipal and government hospitals. So how to control this crowd and how to minimize the waiting time for the patients in OPDs is a very important concern for most of the hospitals' medical directors, because patients are fed up at times for waiting for doctors. Either they are not being guided properly, or the doctors are coming very late, or when the OPD timing upon given is say 4:30 and the doctor himself arrives at 5:30, and every 15 minutes another OPD appointment is given, and for every patient suppose the doctor is taking half an hour. So you can understand how long the patient is going to wait, and this is a major concern for many people. So 8 to 10% of the OPD patients actually need hospitalization, but the majority of them are only getting OPD services. So naturally they will be more worried because they want to go back to their home, they want to go back to their offices, they want to have their own work to be done. Automation, for majority of things if you do automation, when computerization is done, the recording and all will be much easier. No duplication of the recording will be required to be done, and immediately real time reports also can come to the doctor in the clinic. So it will save a lot of time, and no need for the patient again to run here and there to collect report and then go to the doctor. Of course he can collect the reports for his own sake at his leisure time afterwards, but as far as the immediate treatment is required, the doctor can see it on the computer terminal and start the treatment. So automation is going to help us. If our staff is highly trained, with pleasant personality, with taking due care of all the patient's queries, and having proper signage boards and guiding them properly, if we are having new time management techniques in the form of exactly finding out by simulation technique when the patient enters and finally when he leaves, how much time is he going to take with optimal conditions, and then find out how you can optimize all the resources with you, what kind of changes you can do in the time management, for example automation as I told you, then you can have full time doctors so that there is no question of doctor saying that because I was held up in the traffic when I was coming from another hospital to our hospital for the OPD. So if you are having full time doctors in your own hospital, there is no question of outside traffic being affecting the timing of the doctor's arrival. Similarly, you can have staggering time of the OPDs whereby the whole crowd doesn't come at the same time for various kinds of services. As I told you earlier, you can have early morning OPDs, afternoon OPDs for mothers and children, evening OPDs again, so that all the people are not coming at the same time. Otherwise, if only 9 to 12 morning OPD or only 4 to 8 evening OPD you are having, then all the crowd is going to come at the same time and then it will be difficult for you to manage. So by using these kinds of new time management techniques also, you can reduce the overcrowding. If you are having dedicated full-time doctors, if you are having displaying the map of the hospital at the entrance where person directly knows exactly where he is supposed to go, and proper signage should be there. And as far as the diagnostic departments are concerned, for example laboratory, x-ray, etc., if they are near the OPD, then no need of patient going from ground floor to second floor just to take one x-ray, or ground floor to third floor just to give the blood for laboratory examination, and then again going to second floor to collect the x-ray report and then come back to ground floor to show it to the doctor. So it should be in the near vicinity whereby patients time can be saved and crowding can be avoided. Better scheduling. If you know exactly one patient takes 20 minutes by the consultant to examine and advise, then at the most you can give every 15 minutes second appointment so that unnecessarily patients are not waiting for a long time. So proper scheduling and a staggered system of appointments so that there will be less crowding. If you are having efficient billing and front office staff, then they are not going to delay the patients so that the queue will be less, and proper flow of the OPD patients should be there whereby once he enters, based on the type of services he normally needs, if in that flow only all the departments are kept, suppose you are having entrance, PRO office, inquiry office, then registration, then immediately signage is clear cut to know where to go, which OPD to go, and along with that OPD you have got the ancillary service also required. For example, medical OPD adjacent to that room only you should have ECG room. It should not be kept at another corner of the ground floor or some other floor. So that, and then after being treated, after being examined, after being given the consultation, if he needs only the medicines, then nearby the pharmacy room should be there where he can collect the medicine, and there is another gate for him to go away from that ground floor so that he doesn't come back to the entrance where he has entered and then overcrowding occurs because of that. Similarly, if a surgical OPD is there nearby, you should have a dressing room and a minor surgical OT also, so that all the treatment is being done nearby and the crowding can be avoided. For example, the orthopedic surgeon, you should have a plaster room or cast room just adjacent to that orthopedic OPD. So this is how you can avoid and control the overcrowding of the OPD. Then screening and disposal of minor illnesses, patients by general duty doctors, and no need for them to directly go to the specialist and super specialist. Because if a minor problem is there, why he should take more time of a specialist doctor? And why the patients who are really requiring that kind of specialty treatment should wait outside till he comes out from the specialist doctor? So minor illnesses should be done, taken care of by the general duty doctors. Special clinics should be kept at different timings so that the overcrowding do not occur. Individual or block appointment system can be given, whereby suppose you feel that for the follow-up, 4 obese patients are going to come next month and all of them are having obesity due to wrong kind of food habits, or they are staying nearby in the same room or somewhere where more or less their eating habits and everything is same, then you can collect all 4 of them and give the diet counseling together. Otherwise, for each person, the dietitian is also going to repeat more or less same thing, and next patient is waiting till that person comes out of the cabin. So rather than that, you can group them together and give counseling so that the time is saved for both the dietitian as well as the patients waiting outside. Then you can apply the queuing theory, which is one of the quantitative management theory, by doing the simulation studies, etc., and giving the appointments accordingly and taking care of the time of the consultant, the paramedical staff as well as the patients in such a way that minimum wastage of time is occurring for everybody and nobody should wait even a second more. Synchronized functioning of the ancillary facilities with the OPD workload so that there is minimal waiting time for the patients. Increasing the hours of OPD services, if you feel that you are not cope up with the number of limited number of hours for which the OPD services are kept, and unnecessarily there are patients waiting and then going away at home and then coming next day, even evening OPD services can be started if required. So what are the various managerial issues which can come in OPD services? One is public relations. As we know, huge number of community patients are attending the OPD services. As we know, suppose there is a 500 bedded hospital, then around 1500 patients may be attending your OPD. Not only 1500 patients, but even 1 or 2 attendants per OPD consultation usually you can be having. Some or the other relative or friend is usually accompanying the patient. So if the crowding, if you see in the OPD area for a 500 bedded hospital, can be around 1500 multiplied by 3. So 4500 people may be there in the OPD timings in your hospital. So you can understand, every individual is different in this world. somebody may be having anxiety due to some or the other problem in the office, at home, and for minor problems, at times they lose their temper and they may create havoc for you. So if you have got a good public relations officer, he is going to be of huge help for you to prevent such kind of mishaps or such kind of misconceptions or unnecessary fights occurring between the staff and the patients or their relatives. Then the timing of the OPD is a major issue at times, because as you know, there are large number of patients attending, and if you have got the timing of the OPD very limited time, say for 3 hours or 4 hours at the most, then it will be difficult for you to tackle a huge crowd like this. And on top of that, if the consultants are not coming in time, then again it will be a problem, and hence one should look into staggering of OPDs, having separate timing for specialist OPD, early morning and evening OPDs also if required, so that everybody is taken care of. Then comes overcrowding. Again, already we have discussed that overcrowding is a major concern for many of the hospitals, more so in public hospitals. Then appointment systems should be streamlined properly, and only one secretary should be given appointment for that, so that he knows exactly when the doctor arrives, when, how much time his doctor is going to take for one appointment for giving due care of that patient, and accordingly he should be telling them in advance and maybe sending the SMS to them that your appointment is confirmed at this particular time, so do come. Then queue jumping should be avoided, which usually occurs in public hospitals and all. Citizens charter will tell us how we can take care of all the senior citizens, etc. also. As far as possible, the doctors should not remain absent on their OPD days, and in case they remain absent, they have to advance, well in advance they have to inform, so that a locum doctor's arrangement can be done well in advance. You have to see the quality management, quality assurance of the patient's treatment to be taken care of. Then computerization is an asset, where you can get the real time reporting and everything, and no duplication of work can be done. But at times if there is a problem of the server, or if the internet is not working or all, suddenly the whole system may fail. So simultaneously you should have a backup, and if required even a manual thing should be available, and you should be able to tackle that. And you can have a grievance redressal system, whereby in case of any grievance, the patient can approach the PRO or the counselor or the designated person who can take care of redressing such grievances of the patients or their attendants or their relatives. Now, once we have seen what are the OPD services available, how is the flow, how is the layout, where it should be located, how to prevent overcrowding, what are the various managerial issues that you are going to tackle and take care of, let's evaluate the OPD services, whether it is done properly, whether the structure of OPD processes and outcome or output of the OPD services, are they proper or not. So monitoring and control of everything and evaluation is also equally important, because finally we will manage the hospital, it's an organization, right? So first we'll evaluate the volume of work performed, where we can have the clinic or department wise statistics. Data helps you a lot in future planning and organizing things in a better way. So if you have got clinic or department wise statistics which tells you that in particular, in this particular clinic or super speciality OPD, if the workload is twice the other OPD, then you can increase the timing of this particular super speciality OPD and decrease the timing of the other OPD. So by collecting such data and analyzing this statistical data, you can then plan better, you can then add one more OPD if required. Then comes new patients and follow-up patients. find out how many new patients are coming and how many are follow-up patients. If, as you know, the new patients are going to take more time for the consultant to give them proper thorough examination, advice, etc., and sorting out their queries, and the follow-up patients will less, comparatively require less time. So accordingly, you can have the timings of the OPD in such a way that most of the new patients should come at this particular time and follow-up patients should come at this particular time, so that then you can arrange the number of appointments accordingly, because as you know, new appointments should be less as compared to the follow-up appointments. Then what are the trends of patients' attendance in a particular season or in a particular month? So suppose you feel that in Bombay, the conjunctivitis patients are coming more in the monsoon season, say from July to July, August and September. So in that case, you can add the timing of the IOPD more, or you can add one or two more IOPDs to tackle this crowd for conjunctivitis. For example, you can say in monsoon, usually the number of patients of loose motion also are increasing. So gastrointestinal OPD or general medical OPD who are going to tackle these cases, again you can have more number of consultants sitting, or an assistant can be given to that consultant who is going to take care of this additional crowd of these patients. So when you get the trends of patients' attendance in particular seasons or in a particular month, you can then organize the OPD accordingly, or you can add the timing, increase the timing of this OPD, or add some more number of rooms for attending such patients with consultants. Then what is the utilization rate of these clinics? If you know, if some clinics are overutilized and some are underutilized, then what you can do? Those who are hardly utilized, you can close down those clinics, or you can add some more services in that to find out how you can optimally utilize these clinics. What are the various tests to be performed? If we feel that mostly complete blood count and urine routine is done, then it is better to have one additional room of laboratory by the side of the OPD, so that these investigations are done by the technicians there itself and reports can be given immediately. What are the various OPD procedures done in your hospital? Based on that, you can have side rooms available to conduct these OPD procedures and people trained in doing that. What are the utilization statistics? Average number of visits per person per year. How many average number of visits are occurring? Suppose you are catering to a 1 lakh population around. So how many visits are occurring on an average to your hospital OPD department out of these 1 lakh in a year? Then find out what is the age group. How many children are coming? How many adults are coming? How many elderly people are coming? If you feel that more number of elderly people are coming, in that case it is better to have geriatric clinic also established in your hospital. If you feel that more number of neonates are coming and they require specialized care, and if you are not having neonatal intensive care unit, better to open that. So find out the age, find out the sex ratio. If you are having more number of females coming, especially pregnant females, then maybe obstetric and gynec department should be increased. Better facilities for delivery and other things should be given. What is the race and geographical distribution of the population? If you feel that from a particular locality, lot of patients are coming for a particular problem, it means that this location, this locality is endemic for this particular disease, in which case you can organize a medical camp in that particular locality regarding that disease, or a screening facility can be given or a satellite clinic can be opened in that locality, whereby these patients can be taken care of there itself. And if any complicated cases are there, they can be referred here. So this is how you can avoid overcrowding. This is how you can impress upon the community your concern for the community patients and overall better health of the community as a whole. Then your visit level, find out the statistics of new patients, the walk-in appointment, how many patients are coming as walk-ins, what is the immunization, how many number of people, children, adults, etc. are being immunized, how many women are coming for antenatal clinics, what is the cost and revenue. Ultimately, hospital services, as you know, hospital is a medical service which is a noble profession, but still it needs money to run. And since we cannot charge exorbitantly to our patients, marketing cannot be done much because of the MCI, Medical Council of India rules. You have to be very careful about the costing. And if you want to have the right kind of highly skilled doctors and paramedical staff, you will have to pay them well. So naturally the cost of your staff is going to be huge. Direct patient cost like salaries and cost of supplies, various equipments, medicines, all that you should calculate. And also find out the indirect patient cost like utilities, housekeeping, electricity, water, various kinds of utilities will be there, maintenance of equipments, green. Today nowadays the importance of greenery is also increasing. Taxation is going to be there. If you are going for community service, there also you are going to require a lot of money. So direct cost as well as indirect cost, you should calculate and find out the cost benefit analysis and then modify them in an optimal way, so that with the optimal utilization of all your resources, you are able to achieve better and better.